Best Scoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you. Welcome to Biz Scoops for business news, local and international. I'm Barry Murray. On today's show, South Africa is facing a retirement savings crisis and the annual consumer price inflation remains unchanged. The economist Waldo Krichel talks about the economy that doesn't react well to neither trade nor real wars. In international business news, the UK and the US sign a new trade deal that brings some relief. In investment news, Sasol's share price has grown more than 80% since April. And we'll check in with Chris Hutting from the Center for Risk Analysis to talk about the national dialogue, the dreaded grey list, and China's trade relations with Africa.
A look now at local business news.
South Africa is facing a retirement savings crisis, with only 6% of citizens on track to retire comfortably, according to the company 10X Investments. To maintain a pre-tax income of 25,000 rand per month at retirement, individuals need about 7.5 million saved by the age of 63. Many are falling short due to late or insufficient savings. The new two-pot retirement system, which allows early access to retirement funds, has led to 43 billion rand in withdrawals by 2.4 million members. SARS expects up to 16 billion rand in tax revenue from this, but experts warn it's depleting national savings and threatening long-term financial security. Eskom spent more than 3 billion rand on overtime payments in the 2023-24 financial year. This is for staff members as well as non-executive board members. About 92% of Eskom's workforce qualifies for overtime payments. This is according to the Minister of Electricity and Energy, Dr. Hosien Soramakopa, in response to a parliamentary question from the EFF. Some of the reasons given for the overtime include emergencies while staff members are on standby, breakdowns at units outside working hours, and maintenance work that was arranged in advance. And the annual consumer price inflation was 2.8% in May, unchanged from April 2025. The CPI did, however, increase by 0.2% month-on-month. The main contributors to the annual inflation rate of 2.8% were housing and utilities at 4.5%, food and non-alcoholic beverages at 4.8%, and alcoholic beverages and tobacco at 4.3%. The annual inflation rate for goods was 1.8% in May, up from 1.7% in April, and the rate for services was 3.6% in May, down from 3.8% in April. We now have the President of the Economic Society of South Africa, Professor Waldo Krichel, on the line with us. Waldo, the markets don't like trade or real wars. Can you tell us more?
Last week was a wild one in the markets as they responded to trade wars and the real wars between Russia and Ukraine and also Israel and Iran. It affected the rand, the oil price and gold price. The global news included intensified attacks between Russia and Ukraine, while European countries announced new sanctions against Russia. In the US, protests against President Trump's deportation of foreigners led to unrest in California. Then Israel attacked Iran's nuclear power facilities, and they retaliated with drone and missile strikes. Large-scale conflict in the East affects the oil price due to concerns about supply from the entire region. The Brent crude oil price jumped from $66.55 per barrel to $74.56 per barrel. In times of uncertainty, the gold price typically spikes, and it rose to $3,432 per fine ounce, but then declined slightly again. The rand-dollar exchange rate traded at 17 rand 94. Uncertainty is expected to continue this week on the trade front. Last week, there was optimism about the US and China reaching an agreement in principle on a broad framework for trade in so-called rare earth minerals. Unfortunately, the US also announced that it will reintroduce higher tariffs once the 90-day postponement period ends. This caused a chill in stock markets and weakened the dollar.
Thanks very much, Prof. Waldo Krichel, President of the Economic Society of South Africa. He's also an Economics Associate at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Prof. Krichel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify or Anchor FM.
Time now to take a look at your international business news.
A deal removing some trade barriers between the United Kingdom and the United States has been signed off by President Donald Trump. The new UK-US tariff deal will reduce some trade barriers, but still imposes a 10% levy on most UK goods, including cars. The agreement allows up to 100,000 UK vehicles into the US at a lower tariff, avoiding the previous 25% rate. However, no clarity has been given on US steel tariffs, which remain at 25%, with UK industry pushing for urgent resolution. The UK also scrapped its 20% tariff on US beef and granted duty-free access to 1.4 billion litres of US ethanol, raising concerns for local producers like ABF Sugar. The UK Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, called it a sign of strength, but critics argue it falls short of a full trade deal.
Coming up next, our investment segment delves into the world of finance and wealth building.
The Synthetic Fuels and Chemicals Group, Sasol's, share price has grown more than 80% since April, driven by rising oil prices. This places the company back into large cap territory, with its market value doubling in just 10 weeks. The company's stock market capitalization grew from 35 billion rand to over 63 billion rand just yesterday. The price of Brent crude increased sharply over the past week due to tension in the Middle East. Sasol's share price was just under 100 rand during yesterday's trade, up from 55 rand in early April. South Africa's property rentals increased to an 8-year high. This is according to the latest PayProp Rental Index. Rental growth for the quarter reached 5.6%, the highest level recorded since 2017. According to PayProp, low inflation contributed to the healthy real terms rental growth. However, PayProp warns that the global trade tensions and likely economic slowdown could affect further rental growth. Before we say goodbye, we are joined today by the head of policy analysis at the Center for Risk Analysis, Chris Hutting. Chris, thanks for joining us. The president announced that the national dialogue will start in August. It's predicted that it may cost up to 700 million rand. Do you think this will help South Africa and the economy, or is it destined to be just more empty talk?
The probability is that the national dialogue will prove to be another all talk and no action effort based purely on how government has conducted these public engagement initiatives in the past. The major risk is that this process looks inclusive, but in the end of the day, it's just used to legitimize ANC policy.
South Africa has completed all 22 action points on the Financial Action Task Force's dreaded grey list. It's expected that South Africa could be removed from the list by October. Do you think this is a realistic expectation?
Based on the progress reported by South Africa as well as the Financial Action Task Force, it is very realistic that South Africa will be removed from the grey list at some point in 2025. This is with the caveat that the Financial Action Task Force will visit South Africa later this year, and they will then finalize their recommendation on removing South Africa from the grey list to that point.
Amidst the US-generated trade turmoil, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced last week that zero tariff treatments for 100% tariff lines would be accorded to all 53 African nations that have diplomatic ties with China. Does this mean that China will replace AGOA?
China looks to be taking advantage of President Trump's effective ending of the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. China is offering 53 African countries effectively tariff-free access to Chinese markets. A lot will hinge on the details, exactly how this is implemented, are there reforms in terms of non-tariff barriers, etc. But for the time being, it looks like China is trying to replace the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act and the benefits that it has given to various African countries, including South Africa, in terms of zero tariff access to US markets for many years now.
And that was Chris Hutting from the Center for Risk Analysis. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. I'm Barry Murray. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by News Scoop.